All right, welcome to this episode of the Justice Team podcast on the Justice Team Network. And today we're going to be talking about, we're going to talk tech. We're going to talk some AI tech, some stuff that's on the horizon, things that are already here. And we're very honored to have the Chief Product Officer of Clio, a CPO. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Bob. Great to be here. I'm Hemant Kashyap. And as you said, I'm the Chief Product Officer of Clio.
First of all, what is a Chief Product Officer?
Yeah, good question. So I'm responsible for the overall vision and the strategy and the roadmaps for all of our products, our entire product suite, both in terms of what's going to be coming out over the next year, the next 3 years, the next 5 years, and all the underlying strategy behind it. How do we help our customers is a big piece of it. So a deep, deep understanding of our customers. And then, of course, the market landscape, what the competition is doing, all of that.
Wow. So if, for those of you that are listening or watching and don't know, Clio is likely the largest case management platform for attorneys. Would you say it's the largest?
It is.
Yep. It is. Emphatically.
Emphatically, yes. We are, by any measure, we are the largest.
And what do you define the largest as? A lot of people on it?
A lot of people. We have over 150,000 legal professionals worldwide that are on the platform. Wow. In 70 countries or so. And the most number of five-star reviews on any of the major review sites. We have over 250 applications that are integrated into Clio through our app ecosystem.
You know, that's my favorite part. And we do a lot of talks on these. And the thing I love most about Clio, a lot of things, is the ecosystem for the apps. How you guys not only promote your other partners, because, you know, one of our companies included, but making it easy to integrate.
Yeah, we're really proud of that.
Should we thank you for that?
not me personally, but certainly the company. A lot of this precedes my time at Clio also. But that's something that I'm excited about. We've always been excited about. And we put our money where our mouth is. We invest in that to foster that ecosystem.
Yeah. And so how many employees does Clio have approximately?
We have nearly 1,000 employees.
Wow. Now.
Yeah, it's growing really fast.
Wow. And all over the world?
Yeah, mostly in Canada, in the US, in Ireland, and in Australia. Wow. But yeah, it's we're hiring all over the place.
Yeah, and you know, while the time of recording is different from when we release, but I know your CEO founder is actually in Australia right now with your team.
He is, yeah. Jack Newton, our CEO, and our COO, Ronnie, were both in Australia to officially launch Clio in Australia, and
wow.
It was really great.
Did you ask him if the toilet water actually does flush counterclockwise?
I did not, but that is my understanding. Okay. And okay, I have been to the Southern Hemisphere myself, and I have witnessed that.
All right. So let's go into, so one of the products, you know, I went to ClioCon this year, and I go every year. You guys were talking a lot about the future with AI and things like this. And the product that I am personally most excited about is Clio Duo. And I want you to explain for our listeners what it is and just how I think of it as a lawyer, a trial lawyer. You ever watch a show, Loki? Do you know this show?
Not yet. Okay. It's on my list of shows to watch.
But they have like an AI bot called Miss Minutes. And Miss Minutes can do anything you want. And it goes a little rogue at the end and evil. But I like to think of Miss Minutes is Clio Duo that can accomplish any task for you within your ecosystem. Clio.
That's the vision without the evil part.
Yet.
But it is your AI powered assistant, and it's your dynamic partner, the dynamic duo that helps you really focus on the things you need to be focused on, helps automate tasks for you. And it's a combination of both predictive AI and generative AI.
Yeah, so explain for us kind of, you know, what the vision is that you're building. You know, Clio and your case management system, you know, cloud-based warehouse where all of our documents live, workflows. So what are some things that you think Clio Duo is going to be able to accomplish to make our lawyers and staff lives a lot easier?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, it'll automate many of the tasks for you. It will help, it'll alert you to things that you should be focused on, deadlines that are coming up, documents that need your review. It'll summarize documents for you. It'll help you draft, simple documents for you like letters and NDAs and things like that. It'll review the documents for you and alert you to things that are not in compliance. It'll help you more with the product. And give you assistance where you need, if you're trying to figure out what are things, some of the things you want to do with your product. And it will help you be a better business owner by surfacing business insights, giving you reporting, and helping you really understand how your business is performing.
So it could be something like at the end of each week, it could tell you how your, I know you guys do something with Google and LSAs, it could say how those are performing this week. Or I saw one where it was, you know, draft all the ledgers of invoices or bills that we owe and let me know how much is out. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's really smart and it's getting smarter. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. It'll give you reports at the end of the week, month, what a quarter, whatever it is, on different aspects of the business. And it'll alert you to unbilled hours that are out there and prompt you. And if you say, it'll automatically generate those bills for you and send them out.
And I know with the new Clio PI suite, which we were privileged enough at our firm to kind of have some input into, and I do love it. I can foresee it saying something like, hey, you know, this case settled 3 weeks ago. Would you like me to start the distribution to pay funds, that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah. We intend to bring our AI platform to every product that we have, including our payments and fintech products, and that includes disbursement of funds and things like that.
Yeah, and will it be, you know, when you talk about that ecosystem of the apps, will it be sophisticated enough to say, hey, would you like, you know, for instance, would you like to have your demand letter auto-drafted by EvenUp? Would you like me to assist you with that?
Yeah,
that's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. We already have that integration with EvenUp.
Oh, I know it's in the integration.
In fact, we're an investor, as you know, in EvenUp through Clio Ventures, and we're really excited about that. And that is absolutely part of it.
I mean, God, because like this is always what I dreamed of, to have, the Miss Minutes, you know, Clio Duo, be able to not only do every task that you ask it to do, but think about things that can make you more efficient.
Yeah, and if our own LLMs and our own AI platforms don't solve it, then we intend to integrate with the different point solutions out there in the AI space so that, you know, everything is in one place for you.
Wow. So, you know, Clio's just the big data warehouse that makes you be super efficient as a law firm.
Yeah. And
super duper efficient.
Absolutely. And we believe we have the right to win here as the LPM of record. All the data is in our system. We have a relationship with our customers and they really trust us. There's a lot of noise out there right now about AI and hallucinations and can you trust it and things like that. And so the position we're taking is we are going to solve all those things for you. Mm. And when we bring you an AI-based solution, you can truly trust it.
You know, that's important because, you know, we do a lot of AI and ethics talks. And I always tell people, you know, you have to be able to vet the products that you have. And a lot of times lawyers don't have the know or wherewithal. It's just like, hey, somebody send me an email, says they can automate XYZ. But a lot of times they're just white labeling ChatGPT, these types of things. And I always tell them, you know, be a mentor, find somebody that can answer those questions, but you can ask them, are they like SOC 2 compliant?
Yeah.
Right. So kind of talk to us, what are lawyers, ideally, if we had Clio or their system vetting these AI products for you is like the gold standard. But what are some follow-up questions they can ask to say, is that AI real or not? Or am I just being hoodwinked?
Yeah, you absolutely should do your research into these different companies. As you said, many of them are just thin wrappers over ChatGPT or one of the other LLM products out there. And so the question is, you know, what kind of data do they have access to? Is a big piece of it. We have a lot of data and we train our models on our data, not just the public internet. So, and it's our customers own data.
Yeah, so who owns the data? The customer.
It's absolutely, the customer owns the data.
Wow. So this weekend I was talking with some buddies about, we were in Silicon Valley last week and I had some ideas of, hey, I wanted to create, you know, everybody asks me for advice on how should I pick this jury or answer these questions or what's your, you know, trial themes or how should I take this deposition. So imagine a world where like I have all of my stuff in Clio, my depositions, my trial transcripts, I can dump in every media I've ever done. Could I ask Clio Duo to act like me and answer this question?
At some point down the road, that's why it's meant to be your assistant. And at least the simple task is it can certainly do that. The whole idea here is for our customers to be able to practice their craft and practice law.
And automate the VA stuff.
You know, work on the business, not in the business. And so That's the whole idea.
Wait, wait, what'd you say? What's that tagline?
Work on their business, not work in their business.
Did you guys trademark that? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So where did you're CPO now of Clio. So where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
Yeah, I've been in tech my entire professional career. I started off as a software engineer back in the day. And then went off and did management consulting for a few years. I had my own startup, and I, you know, we did that for a number of years. And then, yeah, I've been in senior leadership roles at a number of technology companies. Right before Clio, I was at another market-leading vertical SaaS company in the trades called ServiceTitan. And a lot of experience in this space, how to build software for different industries that are, you know, end-to-end. That's kind of like the ERP and the CRM of that.
Yeah, and some other products that Clio has is the app for clients. It's both in English and Spanish so that a client has access to their lawyer, everything tracked.
Yeah.
Right? So tell us, like, what are the, if we had to pick the top five most exciting products that either exist today or are on the roadmap in the very near future? And we've already talked about two, so I'm going to eliminate those. So Clio Duo and the PI Suite.
Yeah.
What else do you guys have coming out?
Clio File. And
Clio File?
Yeah. So that's our e-filing product. That helps our customers file documents with the courts. That's a big pain point. You know, when you just think about the overall workflows related to how our customers deal with the courts, it's very archaic and it's painful. And so they ask us to help them with that. So we started off by first we have calendar rules or court rules that helps you keep track of all your dates, key dates with the courts, and when what is due when. Then we have Lawyer, which is our document automation platform.
I love Lawyer.
Yeah.
That was a great acquisition by Clio.
Yeah, and it has all the court forms in it that are fully automated and that'll automatically fill out the court forms for you. And then now we are solving the last mile problem, which is actually submitting it to the court.
So, because I know Clio does a lot of work actually with the courts, actually with the judiciary system, with leadership. I mean, I was at a couple of dinners with you with actual leadership in the court system.
Yeah. And we actually took a tour of the LA Superior Court that day and that was really great. And we met with the clerk of the court and tried to understand what challenges they have and how we can help them out.
So on Clio, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. So you have all of your court filing documents could be all automated through Lawyer, all the stuff's there. Your deadline is going to be told to you by Clio Duo, which could then maybe auto-generate, do that for you. And then you could even ask your AI assistant to then do the filing as well.
It's all automated.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's the end to it. And so we're solving that last mile problem. So yeah, Clio File is really exciting for us. The other area is payments and fintech in general. And there's a lot of exciting stuff. We're continuously bringing out new ways for our customers to accept payments because that is a big pain point.
Big pain point.
How do we? And so we're always asking, how can we help them get paid faster? Well, first of all, billing the right amount at the right time, and then how do we help them get paid faster? And so we just launched Tap to Pay, which basically makes their phone
Apple
Pay.
Digital wallets.
Yeah, with Google Pay and Apple Pay. And then also your phone can now be a terminal where you can just tap the card and take payment.
And that's where, in the PI world is, you now have the ability to do payments from your client trust account, have everything tracked. And then when a case gets dispersed, to do the same.
Yeah, and you don't need any kind of dongle or Bluetooth card reader or anything like that. The phone is the terminal.
Wow. It's a mobile world.
It is. And we're continuously improving the payments product. So that's really exciting.
And I know with our product, Attorney Share, the vision is, we've been up in Vancouver whiteboarding stuff with y'all is, we have case comes in, goes directly find the best lawyer for that case, protects your referral fee, your partnership fee. We'll be able to track status through Clio now directly through the platform, never even leave your case management system. But then now working on the back end where after the case resolves, everyone's notified and then Clio can then pay.
Exactly.
So that's the one.
Yeah,
that's
we're really special. Excited about the integration with Attorney Share. And, it is a big pain point that we're helping to solve. And facilitate those kinds of relationships and transactions.
Yeah, and I know Clio's big into access to justice, which I see our vehicle being the same piece because I know other than doing the PI suite, you also guys have been big into access for justice and having those legal aid centers.
Yeah, We just launched that. We're really proud of it. And that's another area where, you know, we're investing, you know, to help these legal aid firms around the country. There, the big problem is the grants and tracking the grants, mm-hmm. how you're drawing down on the grants and making sure, and also helping them with the intake process. So when potential clients come in, do they qualify? And then, okay, do we have funding left in the grant to be able to serve these clients? And so we've built out, you know, specific features to help these legal aid organizations with that.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that I've noticed about the most about your leadership is just the willingness to give white glove service help just to solve any problem.
Yeah, and I see that on the inside too. You know, we do a lot of things that it's not going to make a lot of money for us or, you know, it's not a big opportunity, but it helps further the mission, which is really important.
Wow. Okay, so we wanted, was there one more that we wanted to talk about or two? I'm bad at counting.
Well, grow.
I can do anything by 40%, though.
grow is another area that we're really excited about. You know, right now it's really strong on intake. We've just rolled out a bunch of features related to workflow automation and intake automation for our customers. But we're also evolving Grow into a full-fledged marketing platform. And really
see, that's what excites me, because right now when I log into my Clio Grow and I can see month to month where all of our referrals coming through, what the percentage of those ones that are signed, because everything goes directly into Clio Grow and then we push to Clio Manage. One thing that I would like to see, because I know on Clio Manage we have the ability to text or follow up with clients. I'd love to see on the roadmap to be able to do that from Clio Grow. Because when we have intake, sometimes we're deciding whether or not to take the case, and I'd still like to be able to save those correspondence.
Absolutely.
How are you building out Clio Grow? Because I'm excited about that. I want to know, so I'm just going to ask you a question.
It is on the roadmap.
Good.
And we recognize that that's something we need to have. But yeah, you'll be able to do omni-channel, multi-channel communication. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be there in the audit trail. And you'll know exactly what, you know, what the communication looked like. Whether you're in Grow or Manage, you'll be able to see it. Then all the whole attribution of, you know, the actual revenue and the billing back to the different lead sources, all of that.
Yeah, because we can track the lead sources through Clio Grow to see what's working, what's not. Mm-hmm. And RA1's always attorney referrals, because you always think like we like to get referred stuff in our niche, which I think most people should. And then we push through Clio Grow through Manage to attorney share the things we're not great at or outside of our jurisdiction to monetize the FU. But I see Clio Grow, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like the marketing CRM where all of your clients are stored, whether they're your clients or contacts or other things. And then are you envisioning the ability to then do SMS campaigns through all of the contacts that you have in there?
Yeah, SMS campaigns, email campaigns, direct mail campaigns, if you want to send out postcards or door hangers or whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with full tracking, so you can track your ROAS and your ROI and all of that. And also continuously adding new lead channels to the platform. So, you know, we just launched Google LSA.
Yep.
That's a big one. You know,
we just started those, actually. Yeah. We went through Clio and started LSAs, I think, about 2 weeks ago. Very excited about it.
Some of the early results that we're hearing and also anecdotally what we're seeing is incredible.
We actually had to staff up more because of the intake problem, because we had somebody coming in.
That's great.
But, you know, I see, like, you know, everything goes into Clio Grow, which is like your marketing thing. You would, and again, I'm so excited about Clio Duo. Would there be the ability to have your AI-powered assistant to be ask them, hey, can we send an SMS to all prior clients for a Google review, or can we send them all a Christmas card?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
So we call that reputation management. So the solicitation of the reviews and managing your online presence. So we're going to start, we are investing in that also. And yeah, the power of generative AI is it'll create a lot of the content for you. So whether it's your email copy, your SMS copy, whatever it is, our vision is for Duo to help you with all of those things.
That's fantastic. So what's the best way for listeners or viewers to be able to reach you, your team? What's the best?
Clio.com.
Clio.com.
Yeah, it's easy. And there's, you know, there are parts of the website where you can go to and that's the best way to reach out to us. Of course, for our customers, they can always reach out to their CSMs, their customer success managers, and that's also a great way to reach out.
Yeah. And any of the Justice HQ members, Clio is a preferred vendor on our platform, so we do offer discounts. Any listeners to the show, we could probably offer you the same. Just hit us up. Go to Justice Team Network and just ping us through there and be able to help you out. So anything else on the roadmap that you're excited about as we wind down the show?
Just that, we have a very healthy sized R&D org. And so we have the ability to really drive innovation at a high velocity mm-hmm. for the industry. And so we're investing in almost every area of the product, whether it's AI, whether it's our core managed product, flagship product with all these practice area mm-hmm. add-ons, whether it's Grow and making it into a full-fledged marketing platform. So it's just, everyone can expect to see wave after wave of innovative new products from Clio.
I mean, I do love and I love the product. And I just like the leadership team. And, I think for our listeners and viewers out there, just to sum up how helpful that they are is I've literally put Clio's management team in touch with other legal founder products that I've been a big fan of or that we've test drove. And I say, hey, can you guys make it so that they're integrated with your platform? Because it'd make my life a lot easier through workflow. So I know like Whippy, Esquire Tech, there's a few other ones like Case Clinical, all these mm-hmm. ones that we've put through. And, they've done it. Like they've made the integrations for us. So it makes it a lot easier for us to operate. Because, sometimes it's hard to make law firms and lawyers change the way they do things. But if you make it easier for them, it's...
Yeah, and we really appreciate it. Yeah. We really, are grateful for your partnership and appreciate all the, all these companies that you're bringing to us.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, if you have any questions, you go to Clio.com. You can click the button on Justice Team Network. If you have any other further questions, be able to guide you to the right place. But it's a pleasure having you on. And, we're filming this now in late November 2023. And I'm just interested. I think we'll do this talk in about 6 months.
Yeah.
And see how things have evolved because, every new week, there's something different coming out.
Yeah, yeah. We love it. We love to build. We love to solve problems for our customers and really transform the legal experience for all. It's not just a catchphrase. It's real.
So hopefully maybe we can do this whole episode on Synthesia where we'll replicate ourselves and just have the talking avatars.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks.